Okay. All right, welcome to the Bethel Township Board of Trustees. December 26, 2024 workshop meeting. Call to order time is 7 o'clock. I guess I'll start on it today. Roll call, please.
Administrator Smith?
Almost Administrator
Smith. Fire Chief Cahill?
Present.
Fiscal Officer Ross?
Yes.
Trustee Dick?
Yep.
Trustee Reese?
Present.
Trustee Van Haren?
Yes.
Woo-hoo, everybody's here. Okay, public comments on items on the agenda.
I don't have any papers.
Okay. Did you come to speak?
No.
Okay.
I'm here for a spot.
Oh, you're from the Bethel.
Yeah,
oh, nice to meet you. I'm the one that you sent the email to.
Awesome. Mm-hmm.
She's attending to get the, never mind.
Credit?
Yes.
Great. I just have to
learn.
Good for you.
Welcome.
It'll be exciting.
Okay, so no comments. So tonight we don't have any administration and zoning items, so fire department items. We were just going to talk about the coverage. You said you got some phone calls.
Yeah, I got two pretty nasty phone calls about our lack of coverage lately.
Okay.
And one of them involved the fire on Beth's Road.
Okay.
And the fact that an all-volunteer fire department ran the scene and we were late to show, just a whole lot of nastiness from the resident who says they pay a lot of money for that. And this is how many times now this year? I know of at least five that we've had less or no coverage since I've been in office, and that's only been 12 months. And that's when we started watching, and it was being reported to us in the last 4 months when that's happened. So clearly there's a problem here, and I'm not putting the problem specifically on you. You're only, 6 weeks in? Not even that. Okay. So, but my question is, you know, if we can't get reliable people, then perhaps we need to look about doing something different than what we're doing now.
Okay.
And that may include maybe talking to other areas about a merger, going out to contract with a different agency or something, because you can't have people pass levies like this and then expect to have you show up and then you don't show up. And not only do you not show up, but you don't have a valid excuse for why you didn't show up, other than you don't have coverage, which we have 27 people and no coverage. So that's a big deal. I mean, to me, it's a huge deal. Because like I said, it's five times in the last few months. Five times. And that's, I don't know what you did before then. Or what, and again, I'm not speaking to you specifically because you weren't
in charge.
In general. But since I started watching this, it's been five times, and we've had five big scenarios here. I mean, West Charleston Road's fire was huge, you know. We had an accident down here on 40 where Huber came all the way down from Longford, you know.
So I guess the question, I mean, we've had this problem for a while.
Mm-hmm.
We know it's a problem with part-time.
Right.
You know, because we know that surrounding areas have the same problem. Is there anything that we can do, or do we need to, I mean, I know you were going to talk about the Elizabeth Township. I don't know what you had to say on that, but.
Yep. So we are still trying to recruit as best we can. I'm still trying, to be honest, I think out of the last four or five people that were hired, three of those were actually kind of favors for me. In fairness, and these, as much as I want to say, oh, we're doing better, which we are, we hired five, but it's still not good, and I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It's not good, but we're still working on trying to get more people. I've been in contact with the schools, Sinclair and whatnot, about you know, when's your, not safety day, but like job day? You know what I'm talking about?
Job fair.
Mm-hmm. So maybe we can send a representative, even if it's me, I don't care, mm-hmm. To try to grab some of these people, because unfortunately, not a whole lot of people are wanting part-time jobs right now. And since we're all part-time, it's kind of...
Well, and again, maybe we should, and I know Beth has said it's too expensive to do that, and I'm not trying to speak for you, okay? Mm-hmm. But you've said in the past that it's too expensive to hire full-time help. But if we've gone to the public and asked for money for levies to provide services that we can't provide, we can't be counted on to provide, then perhaps we need to look at full-time help and go to maybe full-time help for 12 hours during each day, and then we go to a volunteer status in the evening for a 24-hour period or something like that.
Okay.
I mean, we have to do something so that the public knows that we are dependable. And, you know, because if we're not dependable, then, you know, we can't very well go out and say, hey, pass a levy the next time, because, you know, we need fire. It's hit or miss whether or not we're going to be there in a pinch. And I mean, like I said, I took both those calls, and both of them were from people I don't know. I don't know them personally.
Okay.
You know? And
so is it truly the part-time? Is that the biggest part of the problem? Because I know when I talked to Elizabeth Township, you know, months ago, even though they're paying so much, they have the same problem,
right?
Because it's the same deal. They're only part-time, and they had like 30 people to choose from and still couldn't get every, and that was only trying to get two to come in.
Right.
So I know they have the same problem.
Like, and if I may, my full-time job, we're struggling to get people just for full-time help.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants to do the fire department thing anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I hate saying it, but 9/11 was great in the aspect of it drew a lot of people wanting to be mm-hmm. firefighters and EMS professionals, police officers and whatnot. Unfortunately, those people that started then are now retired.
Yeah, it's 20 years.
And the kids nowadays, they just don't want to do blue collar work. And in fairness, fire is blue collar work.
Well, it's also dangerous. You see a lot of not great things.
Correct.
And there's a lot of things you can't do.
There's not a lot of...
to fix those not great things.
Yeah, and unless you have somebody out there, and I'm not saying BSing people, right, but actively saying, this is a great job. Yeah, this is a great job. It's almost impossible to do. And I would love to get back in the school, because I was doing that for... Sorry. I am on duty right now, so I apologize. I would love to get back into at least the high school and try to figure out who we can recruit, because we were able to get some people from the high school when we did the last couple times, but we just haven't had the manning to do that now. Kind of going into the coverage part, or into the Elizabeth Township part that I was going to bring up, I actually met with Elizabeth's chief and Tip City's chief,
mm-hmm.
and Huber's chief.
Oh, wow, good.
So they are very understanding about what our dilemma is,
mm-hmm.
Because they dealt with it in the last year, or they're still dealing with it now.
Mm-hmm.
We are actually reworking our call cards to try to better suit all three of us. Oh, well, four. I'm not excluding Huber by any means, but... just to try to help each other out as best we can,
mm-hmm.
in future talks to maybe helping out with staffing. So if, and this is just a wet dream right now, right? So if Tip City has five and we have one, they send us one. That way we can get a medic out the door.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So it's not, I'm not just letting it go idly by, I promise. but you know, it is being worked on, but we have to start with our call cards first, and then we can continue from there.
So in your spare time, what would you think about like leaning on the Miami County commissioners a little bit? Because they were looking at the whole county from a fire perspective.
Okay.
So maybe find out what's going on there, if they're still doing anything, if they're looking at any options.
Sure. Yeah, no, I can put a bug. I might get some contact information if you have it. But
yep.
But yeah, I have no problem putting a bug in their ear and saying what's going on with this, because we're all dying right now.
Yeah. And I mean, you can start it with, well, I'm a new chief, and so I just wanted to know, meet you.
Introduce
and,
myself.
Yeah, and
say,
find
hey.
Out, here you've been doing some work in this area, what's going on kind
of
thing.
Of the current staff members that we have, are we dealing with repeat offenders where this is concerned with scheduling? I mean, is it the same individuals? Is it,
no,
I mean.
In fairness, I think, if I'm not mistaken, every individual has picked up their 48 mandatory month. And they have. The problem is that they're picking it up on days that they can pick it up, and it leaves.
Some days they can't.
Some days they can't. Our second platoon, that's my full-time day, right? So second and fifth platoon is my full-time day. So I can't, if I could, I would work that day. But I know that's the short shift right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to get people on that shift, but I got to get them trained up first before I can get them.
Is that the shift that we seem to be, have the problem with?
Yep.
Well, I do want to say, I live on the road where the fire was, and I had, I was out of town. Mm-hmm. I had probably 200 and some text messages when I stopped driving from all my neighbors. But I really only heard positive things about Bethel Fire Department from them that day in the text messages, and then afterwards people stopped, and what they were amazed at was how you guys shuttled the water down. It's a dead end road.
How we got back there.
Yeah, how you got back there. It's very narrow. It's also very narrow up to that property. Like, it's
correct.
Up a steep hill with a complete drop on both sides over a creek. So there's, excuse me, there's not a lot of room for error,
right.
And it's tight down there.
Sure.
So there was, everybody was really impressed with how you guys handled all the equipment that had to move in out, and also all the shuttling of the water and the support trucks.
Right.
So I don't know who you talked to. On
it was Castown that did that. Castown's chief was the one who ran the show there, and that was the complaint from the neighbor. One of your neighbors actually called and said that Castown's chief, I think there's a number that's assigned in this between our company and Castown's company, and he laid out the number and just went on and on and on. And then another gentleman on Wildcat Road, who has retired from here, called as well and complained the very same complaint. So again, I'm not doubting what you're saying.
Listen,
I'm just telling you what the people told me.
I wasn't
they
there.
May have thought that Castown's chief was our chief.
Correct.
Well,
we rely
on mutual aid,
right.
And
heavily. We do.
And those who knew the situation were the ones who were calling and complaining. The people who didn't know the situation were probably impressed with the fact that you were able to do, as Beth said, get back there, because it is such a long lane and tight situation and so forth. But I think the overall concern was that, from the two people that called me, again, I don't know these people, okay? They're not friends of mine. They don't visit me. I've never talked to them before. And I actually found out from the gentleman over here that he was on this department and retired from it. I think he said his name was Dave, Wildcat Road over here. You don't know either. So,
sorry.
and they were the ones who called to my attention that this was a volunteer fire department who showed up and ran the show, and we were late to the show. So, you know, again, for lack of a better word, I don't know. All I care about is the fact that people in this community know that we had no fire department here that day, and you had to rely on, it's not like we were out servicing another part of the township.
Right.
We had no staff here that day, and to be called on that is a big deal.
Okay.
To me it is. Now, I'm not trying to speak for any one of the other two. It's not why I'm here. My concern is that we're asking the communities to support a service that we're supposed to provide.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a big deal to two members of our community who are in the business of fire and safety, and it didn't sit well with them. And it only takes two people or one person to tell this whole community, and then we, you know, we're, and this is not the first time it's happened. Right. So
if I may, and I'm just going to try to shed some light on what happened on that scene.
Mm-hmm.
We were the first engine there.
Is your number 87?
No.
Okay, well that was the first unit according to the report. 87 was the first to show up, and the chief who was running it.
Was it unit 87 or?
The chief and the person running the show was number 87. I believe ours is what, 40?
Yeah.
Okay, so you were second. So yeah.
Tip City took command,
mm-hmm.
because that supposedly, and this is what I was told, the guy who took command actually lives on 202, and he was the first one there because he was right around the corner.
Oh yeah, it's the guy that.
Engine 40 was the first engine on scene, and Castown handled water command. They handled all the trucking of the water in.
I wouldn't know those numbers if I hadn't.
Sure, and in Castown, it is in the 80s. They're mm-hmm. 85 through 88 or something. I don't know for sure,
yep.
But they did handle water command. They did.
Mm-hmm.
They handled all the water. When it came to the fire command, that was us in Tip City working on the building itself.
Okay.
So that. We were there.
Mm-hmm.
We were there, and we were the first fire apparatus there.
Well, that again, I wasn't there.
Sure.
Okay.
No, I get it.
I didn't even know about it until that afternoon.
Sure.
So I'm sure Beth knew about it as it was going on because she probably got the text from her neighbors.
Right.
But I didn't know about it until after I got the two phone calls. And those two individuals gave me the numbers and told me blow by blow what they said was happening based upon the scanner that 911 or whatever it is that you all listen to puts out. And so that was what I had to go off of.
Sure.
And I didn't argue because I didn't know.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't have known the numbers had I not been told that.
Sure.
Either. So.
No, I'm not saying you're
right.
I'm not saying you are. I'm just saying that Castown did handle water
mm-hmm.
supply.
Okay.
I know that's true, and they are in the 80s. And if they said, yeah, I'm running water command, then I can see where there could be even a misconception, you know, miss something where a disconnect, right? But we were there and we were putting the fire out with our truck, right?
Yeah.
It just, obviously it took a while to start getting the water moving because we were trucking it in from.
It's a tough
it's
road.
It's a tough road.
It is. A tough road.
And it's a tough driveway.
Correct. And it, you know, as we can't, as much as I want to say we've tried to plan for everything, we can't plan for, you know,
right.
certain things like that. And
so back to the coverage question. So how many people do you think we would have total to choose from to make sure we're staffed all the time?
For a full department?
Yeah.
35, 40?
40?
Probably.
You okay?
Yeah.
And that's maybe even undershooting it a little bit because We try to have people pick up, or they do the every 6 day, right? So, like, I'm 6 platoon, right? So I work every 6 platoon, which is every 6 day. The problem is that with a part-time department, you can't make them.
Right.
You could just say, hey, you have to work 48. Okay, well, they could pick a 12 up here. They could work 12, you know, 48 hours straight, and then they're done for the rest of the month.
Well, I mean, this is a statewide problem. DeWine put that edict
the whole country struggled.
Oh, countrywide
yeah.
problem. But DeWine put that out saying, hey, become a volunteer
yeah.
firefighter.
Right.
It's a great
yeah.
career. Nobody's going to do that.
Well, not only that, but they're running grant programs right now where it's like you pay $50
and
you
get
your fire card.
Yeah.
And you get all your stuff. Nobody wants to do it.
Well, yeah. Why would you want to run into a burning building with limited
insanity.
Training?
Insanity.
No.
I get it. I mean, I get it.
Yeah.
I'm not...
Yeah,
I'm
no,
just
I get
telling
you
what was told to me.
Sure.
And I'm looking for a solution here.
No,
so.
I get you. And I promise I'm not just sitting idly letting the poo show take place. I promise. I'm
we know that because you've got
no,
a lot of people on staff.
We didn't... I'm not... That's not... That wasn't my point.
No,
my
I know.
My point was... You know, these questions were asked of me. I couldn't answer them.
Sure.
Because I didn't know.
Well,
and,
but at any time, feel free to direct them to me. I have no problem answering questions or comments, concerns about anything that's going on. That's what I'm supposed to do, right? It's kind of my,
but it's also probably a point of public education, too, and
mm-hmm.
probably for our next newsletter, is to highlight what DeWine has stated he would do the lack of shortage is not just with Bethel Township. It's with almost every department,
entity.
Even full-time ones. And the fact that we are paying less is not the only factor, but it definitely doesn't help us. You know, with Elizabeth Township is paying 19?
Somewhere in there. 19 to 21.
Yeah.
But they only have two people because they can't afford to put four on. I mean, we could do that. We could pay that too if we only had two people.
Well, it's true, but at the same time, we take 600 runs a year,
yeah.
And they only take 150, 200. You know.
Right, I understand, but I'm saying you just can't keep saying it's the money, because that's not the only thing that
I didn't say it was the only thing. I said it's a factor in it.
Yeah,
I know.
In fairness, the people who want to work here are the people who have already worked here and that love this place,
right.
Which is a fair amount of people actually do come back, which is great. You get the brand new kids out of school because...
It's a starting point, right?
So we need to get more new kids.
And in fairness, we are a bridge to most full-time jobs.
Right.
Yeah.
I started here.
Yeah.
I got a full-time job because of the things I learned here.
Right.
And we are a huge bridge in getting people full-time jobs.
But we've already said that we would pay more.
Mm-hmm.
We did come up with that.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm not, I mean, we're willing to do that. In fact, I think we've looked at it significantly.
Mm-hmm.
Still, that's not enough. We need 40 people.
Well, we need to actively be recruiting
and
getting out there and selling ourselves to make it seem like come work for us, we're the best thing around. We are sliced bread, you know, I'll do better about getting out there, and at least in the schools, and trying to do that.
Have you been or is... the CTC schools on your list?
It is, they do put out people, so yeah.
Okay,
anybody's on my list. I don't care where they live.
That's where Sam Sorman came from, didn't he?
Yes.
Didn't he go to CTC?
Yep. And Zach McCarroll, when he was here, CTC. And there are quite a few people, but I don't know how their EMS program is working anymore. I don't know if it is.
So do we have the right to have a mandatory hold? Like most departments have a mandatory hold if they have somebody not show up for a shift, and you know their staff already is there, they just hold them.
So typically that's a contract negotiation type deal, especially for full time, because we don't have a contract with, we don't have a union, we don't have anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
We can't. And it's part-time.
And we'd be risking their... I mean, they'd never agree to it. They'd be risking their full-time job or their other part-time job.
Because of a part-time job. And if they'll just quit, which makes it even worse. So
I have one other question. So you said that some people... I mean, I don't know if somebody's doing this, but you mentioned that they could come and work the 48 hours kind of pretty much straight.
Yeah.
And then they're done for the month. So do you talk to them and explain to them that...
Try to break it
it's
up.
It's not what's best for...
Yep, and I try to... The people who actually pick up, the people who pick up instead of the shifted ones, I try to explain, like, hey, look at all the holes in the schedule. Please try to fill them. However you can, fill them. And for the most part, the fact that it's only been five times, and it's not an excuse, five times is not good.
Five times that I know about. Okay,
right.
And I say five times that I know about it because the very first time it happened, I was shocked, and I hadn't paid attention to this. You know, you weren't the chief then; somebody else was, and I don't know what happened prior to that particular day, but I was shocked about it. You know, and that's been 4 months ago,
mm-hmm.
4 months ago. So really, it's five times in 4 months.
You have several too that work more than 48 hours every
month. Well, you would know that because you're paying, so you would know that.
Like, there's several that have got 100 hours.
Oh, yeah.
Well, so let's let him work on getting more people and talking to Miami County, see what they're, if they're going to do anything.
Yeah.
I think they're finding out that it's expensive.
And Beth has a very valid point. Maybe we should put in the newsletter about DeWine's...
Yeah.
You know, write an article for that, you know, the next cycle for that newsletter, so that we can address that with the community, who, you know, let them know it's a statewide problem, nationwide problem.
Right.
So
it's not just us.
It's not just us,
right.
You know.
No, I
think a part of that too, a good explanation would be how it works with the mutual aid.
Mm-hmm.
that, you know, it doesn't mean there's no coverage
right.
just because
right.
we're
right.
short. It means that
right.
they're just going to come from somewhere else.
And we do the same thing for
and
them.
Correct.
You know,
yeah, because I
so.
Think... If
so
I'm
you're going to write that for the newsletter, right?
I'll,
you got
I'll
three
start
months.
Writing on it now.
You got 3 months.
<All right.
laughs> I just sent the last one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I just want to say one thing. When I went... So I went to JBS.
Sure.
January is about the time the seniors... start
figuring out what they're wanting to do
and they can take a they take a couple classes
mm-hmm.
and then they go co-op.
Okay,
so now is probably a good time to hit the CTCs, and I don't know about the one on Hook Road, but I know the one in Piqua has like first
mm-hmm.
responders.
Yeah,
so
okay, thank you,
just a FYI,
appreciate it.
That's a good idea.
Okay, on to cemetery.
Okay, had a meeting with Robert about the cemetery, Bethel West. Bethel West, we've got some issues with the boundary areas there, where the fence line is between the residential property and that area there. There are trees that are, I guess, encroaching into lots that have already been plotted off
mm-hmm.
To sell. And Robert would like to not sell those lots. And I tend to agree with him. I think that the lots along the fence line where the trees, they're not small trees by any means.
Mm-hmm.
We would have to hire somebody to come in and take them out. And then we would have to probably reposition the fence because some of them have grown through the fencing there, which is another big deal. He said that Jerry had a few, when he was on the trustees, had mentioned, and you might remember this, about stopping selling lots altogether in both Bethel West and in West Galveston. And I didn't know anything about that. I said I would bring it up now at this meeting and see if, in fact, that's something you all would entertain. He also said if you didn't want to not sell the lots and you wanted to move forward, there's some recommendations about what we need to do with Bethel West on 202 with the remaining lots that are available in kind of like the gully part of it.
Mm-hmm.
We would need to probably pour some concrete, set the lots, the headstone concrete across, so that when we did sell the lots, we would have
the footer
in already, and we would probably need to do that for 3 to 4 rows of those lots that are available, and then back charge the individual who wants to buy those lots. And that way that could be mapped out, because right now, if you go into the cemetery and you kind of, it's flat at the top, and then it takes about a 4.5 feet drop down, and then it's flat again. Well, those are all sellable lots. And his recommendation was that we just run the footer if we're gonna continue to sell, and then plot those off and have a map, and that way it's very concise as to what and where the plots are gonna be, and the footer is already there, and then we just back charge the individual.
Mm-hmm.
But he went on to say that Jerry had this all planned out back a few years ago, and that you all had discussed it, and but you never voted on it.
We paid for a company to come in and remap Bethel West,
mm-hmm.
and maybe West Charleston will have to look at the notes because of exactly what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
They said, oh, it's 2 paces off of the tree.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the tree grew,
mm-hmm.
and the 2 paces moved slightly north,
yes.
and then it's a mess.
Mm-hmm.
And so there were plots reserved in the back side of Bethel West,
mm-hmm.
because of those mapping errors that were done 150 years ago.
Yeah.
But we didn't want to fill up the rest of Bethel West because it could be that there were double booked on that
yeah.
plot.
Yeah.
But I thought that Robert got that mapping, he got the after they came in and did the mapping, Robert should have gotten that. He was supposed to update in that in his database.
He has his...
So he will know what is vacant and what is available?
He has his maps that he knows, but he says he's got them on computer and mm-hmm. he showed them to me.
Right.
And it's a map with little drawings of where the grave should be and who's occupied where and so forth.
Right.
He's got that. But what he's saying is that all of that is probably not accurate either. There probably are some that are going to be overbooked or over double sold or double occupied or whatever.
In Bethel West?
Yes, in Bethel West. Because it's angled,
uh-huh.
okay, on the one side, the side that
dips
down, the way that it's angled and the drawing shows it, there could be graves that kind of butt up against each other or over each other.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, again, he went back to the fact that Jerry just said, let's not sell anymore at this point in either that one or in West Charleston.
Because we had to have space available
yes.
in case they were double booked.
Yes, yes. So I don't know. I mean, it's something that we might want to entertain or not.
I will talk to Robert and see if he implemented the mapping that we had done that we paid for. Gosh, it's been 10 years.
That's
now.
What he said.
Okay. That is integrated into
yep.
his program.
Mm-hmm.
He's got that
yep.
all up to date.
Yep.
Well,
yeah.
But
he still, if we're going to continue to sell the lots, then he wants to have the footers poured. So we know specifically
where they go. That's not a bad idea.
So
then you've got them.
Yeah.
So what about the trees? I mean,
we can't sell them there. We'll have to take them out.
So
because
let me finish my
like,
question.
Oh, I'm sorry. they're not this big around.
Right. But are we going to take them out? Because they're going to keep growing. So
well,
aren't they going to come into the next row and the next? You know. I mean.
Well, I don't know. The way I look at it is along the fence line there are graves. Sites that have not been used. Those are all empty sites along those.
And I'd leave them empty.
We definitely don't want to sell those. But if you want to go ahead and try to have a tree guy come in and take them out anyway, you can.
I don't know. I think trees are nice in a cemetery.
Yeah.
But I'm asking, aren't they going to keep growing? And
well,
then will they grow into the next row?
The grave is going to be
4 feet.
4 feet over.
That's
so
long
it's going
to
be a long time before that happens. It probably
won't be an active cemetery.
Just trying to plan ahead. I'll be dead too.
I was thinking the same thing, but
no, those graves are 4 foot.
Four foot.
We won't get.
Yeah, we're not going to do that. But we're going to lose the ones along the fence. Okay, for sure. We cannot.
We haven't sold those.
No, we haven't.
Then I just get rid of them right now. Like
okay.
don't sell them.
Okay, so we're not going to sell those for sure then. And
And if they're just single, most people don't usually want a single grave. They want like
two
or
yeah,
at least
or four. So that's a thought. Okay, so I'll go get back to him on that. And then the footer part, I guess we'll have to decide whether or not that's something we want to do. I think we have a little bit of money in the budget or in the cemetery thing
yeah,
that
no,
we would be able to
I'm
do.
I'm fine
that.
With, I mean, it makes sense to pour the footer all at once as long as he's got it mapped out.
Yep, he does have it based on the 10-year plan that you've got there. But again, that's not 100% sure that they didn't overlap at some capacity.
I think that's why we saved the ones in the back
mm-hmm.
there
mm-hmm.
because there is some uncertainty with the ones that overlap. There was some it's just bad mapping from we inherited that cemetery,
right.
So whomever did it before, and then not great records kept and
right.
and lots of things.
Right. Right. So that's it on that one. And then on Bethel, West Charleston, again, if we're not going to sell in Bethel West, then we probably shouldn't sell any more in West Charleston either.
How many are left in West Charleston?
Not very many. There's a few in the very, very back,
mm-hmm.
But we're using some of that area now for the dirt overage. One pile over there, and there is another tree problem on the borderline.
Right.
But the biggest problem there is that all the properties, when you drive back that
mm-hmm.
lane and the properties around there, there have been a couple complaints about that from people.
About the properties?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the trash and debris and so forth. And I don't think there's anything we can do about
there's
that.
There's nothing. sadly.
Yeah. So, but we have maintained that pretty well, though. I mean, we've got the benches painted up. The sign's great. The new sign on the front is great. Everything's been cut. Everything is just really nice there. So, it's, I mean, it looks really good, in my opinion. So,
that's well, if there's only a few left, I would not. I mean, if there's 40, yes, but if there's two or three, then and not the ones along the fence, then stop selling. I mean, if we're full, we're full.
Okay.
So,
all right, I'll tell Robert, I'll ask him for a count.
Yeah,
how about that?
That would be good. And where they are, and if he's absolutely positively certain that they are not double.
I would ask him about a plan for the doing the footer too.
The footer.
They normally pour those, but if there's going to be like a whole row of them, are they going to do it or?
No, he didn't want to do it. Robert didn't want to do it. He wanted to have it done, which I understand that because he was talking about.
Yeah, I don't care. I just want to know what the plan would be.
If he,
I mean, I'm not for or against. I don't mean I don't care. I mean,
okay.
I'm not for or against any either way. I didn't think he'd want to pour them all himself. But then, how does that work in the cemetery? Getting the concrete to that place, and you know, like, what's the plan? And then, how much is it going to cost? Do we need a resolution?
I don't know.
So maybe
I'd have
maybe
to
get
ask.
Some more details.
I'd have to get an estimate from somebody on the footers for all of that. Because I mean, in Bethel West, we'd have three rows of it. Three rows, probably maybe 10 graves, you know, at least. So that'd be 30, maybe 40. And because it does go back, it kind of goes off at an angle because there's that creek that goes there. And the way when I was there with him, we were talking three rows at that point. But there is still some space back by where we store the dirt at as well. So we could maybe have another 10 graves back there. But again, if that creek overflows,
yeah, it's
you
not
know,
good.
It's not good because
no.
it's in the, it's all like bottom area.
I would not be putting it next to the creek as
yeah.
far away from
yeah.
it as possible. Yeah,
yeah
that's not
well, maybe
good
just get some more information about what foresees for that. And
okay. I'll definitely have it. I'll get a count on West Charleston. And then I'll ask it who would want to do the, if he would, well, I already know he doesn't want to do that. So I'll have to figure out how to get a price on it then.
Okay, next up is meeting minutes. So Rhonda did a little research. I don't want to speak for her, but she found the
what,
Miami County
What I did was I looked at the Miami County Commissioners meeting minutes, and they're pretty much not different from their agenda. It will show, it shows the resolution and kind of a blurb about the resolution. And then it does the yes, no, who motioned, who seconded it. And then it refers to the tape, that the tape is there to listen to for more specific information. So you did these, Julie.
Yeah, so the first one, so taking that logic, so the first one is a lot more detailed because I had written it after the first meeting.
Okay.
So that one aside, though, the rest of them, so the only thing the first one needed was all the commentary from people.
Okay.
So there was no trustee reports, no hearing of the public, who said what, and then no comments on any of the resolutions. If there was some, I don't know. I just never got to that. So the first one is a lot more detailed, but at the end, what you'll see is there's an attachment section that we put in the minutes where for the regular meetings or even if it's a not a regular meeting, but if we had signed resolutions, we have all the resolutions for the year signed and in the book. And also I scanned them all in and put them on the website so they're available. And then the digital audio recording for all those comments and trustee reports and stuff. So I did January through February and the first one in March, and then the two in December that were the special meetings because they don't have very much in them. So we're thinking what we can do is you guys can review these and we can start voting on them so we have the minutes for the meetings. And I think we can probably, if you guys agree, do the same thing for the 2023 ones. We have some that were done for 2023, but we can't find them.
Mm.
And we can't find the sign minutes. We don't know we don't even know really which resolution version is the correct one, because if you go out on like Andy's box and then Debbie's box, you know, I mean, as they were then, to find those things, there's actually different versions with different dates. And yeah, because sometimes things get changed, right? And sometimes you write a draft and then you change it. And so somebody's going to have to spend a lot of time going through those and figuring out which is right. But I think at least for the ones that weren't done for sure in 2023, maybe we can do them the same way. The only problem is I don't think we have all the recordings. Mm-hmm. So according to the OTA, you can only reference a recording as your official minutes if you can hear it. Mm-hmm. And we have some that are just like zzzz. You can sometimes hear it, sometimes you can't. Mm-hmm. So I recorded most of them, but I wasn't at all of them. So
well, let's take care of 24 and then we can worry
yeah,
about
but I'm saying we can probably do the same thing for 2023 once we get through these. But these actually don't take a lot of time. What I did was I started with the agenda and added in all the, you know, who motioned and the yes, no, the votes, and put in the fire reports and the zoning reports. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't, I mean, it's not more than a couple hours for each one of them. Mm-hmm. So,
and you listed, like if there was public comments, we listed the people, the names of the people that made the comment.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So when they, from the forms.
Oh,
right?
We took them
off the forms. Yeah. So, I mean, it doesn't
that's
take...
That's pretty detailed then. It's not... It's
well,
not.
That's missing all of the discussion though. Like that's mm-hmm. the one thing that people who read minutes, the problem is when you have a resolution and you see like yes, yes, no, or whatever, you're missing the comments that the trustees made, the discussion. Any discussion that we had will not be in here. You have to go listen to the recording.
Mm-hmm. I think if you hear the recording, then you get the gist of exactly what was meant in the discussion instead of just having somebody highlight, as in the case of some of the minutes from the past. Where
right,
it's
agreed.
Just been,
it's just more effort to go listen to a recording.
But I wasn't involved in 2023, so I don't know that I would be involved in helping you get can't. Those together. You so. Can't. Well, you can help get them together, but you can't vote on them.
Yeah.
So. Right, so. I'm fine. Let's do that.
So here we are. So you guys review these. I'll put them on the agenda for voting for the
next
January.
Oh, did you bring copies of these?
Yeah, it's the one that's clipped together.
Right. Okay, great. We'll take a
so
look.
That's everything through the beginning of March, and then the two special ones in December, which were just easy to do.
Okay.
There's no...
Well, that would sure get you through the minutes and updated real
quickly.
Yeah.
And I would think that if we do it this way, it should be easy to do right away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
Okay. So I just clipped today's to it, so let's do that. Okay. So next up would be 7:43. I was thinking maybe sometime in the future, maybe we could put a time where it would be in the recording.
Oh.
You know, if we could put a marker in the minutes, then if somebody wanted to listen to it, they can say, oh, this happened at 7:42.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So trustee items. Woohoo. Here we go. So, Rhonda, you want to read the first one?
Oh, I was writing. Okay, resolution number 24-12-124, a resolution appointing Cody M. Smith as the Bethel Township Administrator, Planning and Zoning Director at an annual salary of $75,000.
Okay, we need a motion.
Motioned. I will second resolution 24-12-124.
All right, thank you, ladies. Any discussion?
Nope.
I stand by my woohoo. Thank you. Welcome.
Thank you.
Trustee Dick.
Yep.
Trustee Van Haren.
Yes.
Trustee Reese.
Yes.
I already filled
mine in, so I forgot I had to ask.
Thank you.
All right. Congratulations. Welcome.
Thank you.
We met last week, just so you guys know, and I showed him around a little bit and showed him the computers and chatted a little.
Great.
Answered some questions.
Yeah.
So, and then when he starts, I will be here that day as well.
Okay.
Oh, I did copy, well, we're copying the rest of it now, but I copied off all the files that we had onto a drive so he could start poking around, because like I said, there's some inconsistencies, but just to kind of get a feel for how things are organized and the structure and stuff. Okay, so next up is the meeting times in your package on page 4. I included the meeting times that if we stand by the same kind of schedule where we only meet twice a month, the first Tuesday and the last Tuesday, mm-hmm. This is what it would look like, mm-hmm. with the exception of November 4th is a general election day. So last time we moved that to the Monday before. There's a potential election on August 5th.
I thought we got rid of August elections.
Well, it's still listed in the schedule.
Really?
I did not move it, though. That is the Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And then the May May primary, I moved that to a Monday. So I guess the question is, so last year we dropped it from 4 meetings a month to 2. I'm okay with that. I thought it worked pretty good.
Me too.
Some went a little long, but...
Does anybody want to move it earlier to from like 7 to 6? Does that work for anybody?
I could do that.
It works for me. Work for you, Julie?
Well, I think, yeah, I mean, I'd be okay with that. I think the only thing was the public. I thought that's why, can people get here from work if they want to attend the meetings?
And then what about the BZA and all that beforehand?
Well, I wasn't talking. That's a hearing, and you.
No, but I mean, we were talking about, we usually meet with them when we have a case before the zoning. That's always done beforehand, so that would be.
Well, it has been, but the last time we did it in the meeting.
Okay, so we're gonna do.
I patterned that after Huber Heights, by the way, because that's what they do. They just have the public hearing, mm-hmm. and then they turn around right after that and do the vote.
Okay.
So that way, because a lot of times, if it's not a contentious case, we'd come at 6:30. We'd be done like that, yeah. 2 minutes, and then we had to sit around for 28 minutes and wait for the meeting.
Yeah, it doesn't matter to me. It's just, I was just thinking of, like, you're here at 5, and then, I mean, you can work long that day, but it makes for a very long day for you, and it doesn't matter to me. 7's fine.
Well, I'm okay with 6, too. I just said we should think about people getting here.
What about you two ladies? What do you think? 6 o'clock? 1? 6 o'clock? Yep.
Okay. So we'll just, are the dates okay on here though? We're okay with the first and last. I think the school's going to stay with where they are, which is the second and third Tuesday.
So you want to, we'll start this in January then?
Well, we've already published the January 7th.
Right.
So everything after that.
Okay.
So it's January 7th with 7 p.m. Everything else is 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Good deal. Okay. Oh, I forgot to say motion carry.
You didn't
remind me today.
Sorry.
I always forget that.
Motion carried on resolution number 24-12-124.
No, I forgot to say it.
I'm putting it in there for you.
Okay, thanks. Okay, so next up is the yearly appointments and duties. So this is also, I put in on page 5 what they were from last year.
Mm-hmm.
So I think one thing we want to do, I'm going to speak for everybody, you can tell me if I'm wrong, is probably put back the ones that would normally be the administrator / zoning director. Those we moved in May after Mr. Arnold resigned as zoning director. So I was thinking we'd just put those back to Mr. Smith now.
Yeah.
Okay. So that would be the representative to the technical advisory committee, right?
Mm-hmm.
The debris manager.
Mm-hmm.
You get to take care of all the trash.
What else do we have for him? Oh, and then the... Mike was the backups for the social media and the township website and the Text My Gov, but we're going to get rid of Text My Gov, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Did you cancel that contract?
No, they haven't asked yet. I think we didn't sign it until February, so we got a couple months to go.
Yeah, when I was looking at it, I think it said February 13th is
yeah.
the date that I saw on the
Just
contract.
So that we don't have to, like, send a letter
out of it.
By 60 days ahead of time or something.
Yeah.
I don't even know where the contract is for that.
It's somewhere on the share drive. There was some language in there that needs a 30-day notice, 60-day notice, something like that. So I'll look into that and
okay.
double-check what we need to do with that.
Okay, so... let's see, was there anything else that we kind of took because Andy was gone? I don't think so. Okay, so what about the other things in the list?
So he probably would want to take over the social media sites then, right?
Yeah, I would be more than happy to take over social media and the website if that's...
You want to start that right off the bat or you want to ease into it?
I'm happy to just go ahead and... take over that and you guys can kind of
let it go.
Okay, so then you'll be the backup.
Yeah.
Or do you want to stay the backup?
No, I'll be
since
fine.
You did it
yeah.
this year.
No email tree. No
yeah, that's gone.
Up.
Yeah. No email tree
so
anymore, right?
Smith Reese. I'll be the backup for the website
go.
Since I'm
yeah.
doing that now.
And
so,
what about the sheriff's contract? Do we have to come up with a new contract this year?
It should just
every year.
Just roll over.
Yeah,
or
they signed a 3-year contract. They just send you what the new terms are because I think they got $1 plus 5% this year. We got it, and
yeah.
then next year he'll send us what the actual amount
gotcha.
Is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then if we have any concerns about what they're doing, but usually we don't. I mean, they're here. They're out here. They're 48
mm-hmm.
hours a week.
So, Beth, are you okay staying
yeah,
there?
Yeah, sure.
The, okay.
It's a lot of work.
Okay. Well, you want to just go back to the top? I just wanted to mention that about
mm-hmm.
Cody. Okay, so we got president and vice president.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to write resolutions for all of these, right?
Mm-hmm.
You want to be president, Kama?
Not really. Not really. I don't. I think you're doing a fine job myself. I don't really think that I need to be president. I'll just nominate you again if you don't mind. I don't care.
Okay, I can stay there. VP?
Sure.
I guess I could do that. Yeah, I can do that again. We'll see.
So,
what are we doing?
Well, how about the representative to the Miami Valley Regional Planning Commission? So that was me this year. I wanted to see what it was all about.
Mm-hmm.
I do not need to do it again. So
mm-hmm.
you went to a couple of them.
I went to the last two. And yeah, it's down at the board. So I'm down there anyway. It doesn't really matter. I can do that. If nobody else wants to do it, it's fine. The board of realtors is down there. So
you can do that. I'll be the alternate.
Okay.
Thanks, Beth. I know you did that forever as the rep, so...
Is that something you wanted to do?
It does not matter to me. Nope. I can do it, or you can do it. It's up to you.
Do it 1 year.
Do it 1 year?
Well, I mean,
yeah,
it's
okay.
up to you.
All right, I'll do it 1 year.
Okay, and then representative to the Technical Advisory Committee. So, Beth, do you want to be the alternate to that
sure.
still?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
what
representative.
Is that?
That's,
wait a minute.
Cody Smith is the
he's the primary, but we have an alternate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There didn't used to be an alternate listed there, I think, but when I got the paperwork this year, you had to fill one in.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it was that one. Okay, so the representative to the Miami County Council. I didn't go to any of those this year.
I've been going to those.
Mm-hmm.
You've been going to those?
Yeah.
Okay. You've never told us any, no reporting.
Okay, so Beth is doing that?
Yeah,
Miami Valley
I'm
Council?
The vice president of it.
Okay. So you want to do that next year then?
That's fine.
Okay, and then who's going to do this? Who's going to be the alternate? Julie?
They only met 3 times this year.
Can you do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's on the.
It's on the third first, Wednesday.
Oh, third Wednesday.
Second Wednesday, something like that.
Second Wednesday, I think.
Okay.
Because it used to conflict with it, yeah. Okay, representatives to the Bethel Township Volunteer Firefighters Dependence Fund. Leave that the same?
Yeah, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Hopefully we do. Good. Need that.
Debris manager?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Smith? It. Liaison for annexation discussions. We did that through resolution, so that can... You're okay with staying there, right?
I don't care. I mean, it's not done anything for me. I've not been able to help anyway, so...
Well, I don't know about the attorneys anymore. That's a different discussion, okay. Though. Okay, ditch petitions. Well, is there anything we want to change in the bottom half? Or
nope, that looks good to me.
Okay.
Except we're going to put Mr. Smith first on the social media and township website.
So I'm sticking with the roadway stuff this year, ladies?
Well, Cody should be taking over the bulk of that.
Okay.
That's... He should be interfacing with Robert and Eric.
That was a trustee before, because that was Dawn.
That was Dawn.
No. If they went out to... If somebody called to complain, mm-hmm. then... and called me to complain, then I would go out...
Sorry, my stomach's growling.
That's all right.
...and look at it. But the only reason I went out before Dawn was involved was because Gary couldn't do it, and Jerry couldn't, like... sometimes physically go because his legs hurt or whatever. So the general road stuff, mm-hmm. you'll take care of. If sometimes they just want to see a trustee out there, which is fine, any of us can go. Yep. Don then took it over because that's Don's expertise, is he does roads.
Yep. So how about we list you as the alternate then?
Oh. I like it the way it is, but okay. I didn't know any of this beforehand because...
Well, I mean, you should, if you go look at a road, you should definitely take Cody with
you.
Oh,
I'm not going by myself anymore.
No,
I don't
Cody
do that.
Should definitely go with you. Yeah.
Yeah, I learned my lesson off that.
I'll just list you both.
Yeah.
Because we don't really have an alternate for that.
No.
Okay, so I will write all the resolutions based
Maybe
on last...
Maybe you just write one as...
Well, I was going to ask about that because, and I did ask last year, the first, the end, so you can see it's divided into two sections, the individual duty resolutions and then setting various duties. So that setting various duties is all one resolution.
Okay, great.
But the ones above it are individual.
Yeah, I think
so
you can
is that for a reason?
No,
or?
I think you could write it all as one resolution and call it done.
All right, I will do that then. We'll just have
save
one.
Save you a lot of time.
Heck yeah. And save some voting, so Rhonda doesn't have to do that.
Rhonda doesn't have to do all that.
Save some paper.
Yeah. Okay, debris collection sites. We have a resolution. We had a resolution for this. I think we have to do that.
Yes, we do.
So for 2024, it was Bethel West and Friendship Park. Leave it the same?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Make some notes here. Okay, next is the MVRPC dues. So, we got a bill for this already, which is okay. In the past, we have done a resolution to pay those dues. It's $2,500. I forgot to bring it with me. It's just a little over $2,500. Do we need a resolution? Why? Again, why is there a resolution for that if it's not over $5,000?
There shouldn't be, right?
Well, I think we're entering into almost like a contract with them, so therefore maybe we want a resolution. I don't think you have to have one, but it does show that we paid and that we agreed to it.
Oh, I'm okay with it. I was just wondering why.
Because I don't know.
Everything else, we don't do it unless it hits 5,000. I can do one for it. I mean, that's fine. Zoning board expirations and vacancies. So as we know, John Burback
retired.
Yeah, he retired. And the only other one that I could find that expires is Jess Underwood is the alternate on the Zoning Commission. I did leave him a message, but he hasn't gotten back to me. He's been it a long time. I'm going to guess he's still interested. He does not want to move from alternate. So I spoke with Lorna, who's here and can speak for herself, to see if she wanted to move up, because that's what we said last year. When
with Pete and
Nikki.
Yeah.
So yeah, Lorna is interested in becoming a permanent member.
Yeah. Great.
So that leaves one opening for an alternate, which I think we should just advertise for, and or maybe we have some people from we interviewed some people from last year.
Do we have to advertise for it?
We advertised last year. We interviewed what, four people?
Four.
Three people.
Mm-hmm. Well, we ended up interviewing, I think, five, because then we add one in the end. Mm-hmm. I think Nikki was.
Well, we moved. Yeah, because Pete turned it down.
Because Don added. He wanted to add something. I thought he added Nikki up. Like, we interviewed her separately.
No, I don't remember that. I remember the way I remembered it was that we had to offer to Pete first, but Mike said that he knew he wouldn't take it because he only wanted to stay part time or as the alternate, and so he called him right here in the meeting, and then he said no, he didn't want to do it, and then of course Nikki, when he called right in the meeting, said yes, I'll do it, mm-hmm. I'll move up.
I don't.
Yeah, but that wasn't for the people that were new, right? I don't know.
No, we can advertise for it.
I don't care one way or the other. I just don't want to get questioned about not doing what we did last year.
Well, we've already covered that. Lorna's going to move up. That's the kind of what we've done in the past, right? If you're already on it. Mm-hmm. And that's how it should go, right? Because you have your alternates. They can get some experience during mm-hmm. the year. Mm-hmm. And then if somebody does leave, you've got somebody with experience taking the seat on the board.
Right.
So, okay. So
do you want to offer, like Beth said, the lady that
The lady that lived on Man
Road or Hefner or whatever.
Yeah.
She lived right over here in Brandt. What was her name?
I don't remember.
She was just at a meeting recently.
Yeah.
I thought she was on West Charleston.
No. Uh-uh, she was over here.
She came for the West Charleston meeting.
No, she came for the marijuana.
Marijuana factory.
I thought she came for the second home
the resolution.
On the. Oh, that was the zoning meeting mm-hmm. she came to. She was there.
So you want to call her and ask her then, if she wants to do it, or isn't Rachel on one of these boards?
She's already on though. Yeah. No, she's an alternate on the BZA.
Okay, so.
So this is not for the BZA. This would be a zoning commission alternate. Mm-hmm. Okay, I will call her.
Okay.
That's fine. I don't remember her name, but I'll find it somewhere.
It's in the minutes.
I'll find it. My memory's getting... Okay, call. Maybe from last year. And if I can get an answer by Tuesday, I'll have her on the agenda.
Yeah, on the agenda.
Okay, the last thing in the trustee items is Peter Griggs being the attorney again. So we did pass a resolution this year, but it's only for the year. And we got from Peter Griggs's firm to say their billing rates for the calendar year of 2025 are going to stay the same. They will remain unchanged for the upcoming 2025 calendar year. So that kind of reminded me that we only wrote the resolution for 2024. Do we want to extend that?
I think we do. I don't know. What I responded to you guys had with him, that's not the question. I'm not going to discuss that here. But I do think that we need to keep him until we
figure
have a
it
resolution.
Out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do too. That's why I wanted it on here. Okay. So I'll have a resolution for that then. Sound good?
Yeah.
Okay, so now we're up to old business at 103 and... Okay. I don't need to read all these if we don't have any. Do we have any updates? I know the one Pisgah Ag and Broad is complete, right?
Mm-hmm. The only thing that I have a question about is the tree removal on Singer Road. Did you guys ever pay them their $20,000?
No, I have him on the list to call.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because they were supposed to take that and run with it and give us the bill for it up to a certain amount of money, and they haven't supplied us with a bill for it yet.
Are the trees gone?
Nope.
Oh.
So.
Okay.
just making some notes. Oh, by the way, in those minutes, I did go through my notebook and notes, and that's where some of the things came from. But nothing detailed. Just if it, there was like a status data or something.
Okay, so there's not anything really on here then, right? Other than West Charleston Road, you know, will not
be. I know, we're going to wait till spring.
Right.
And we already had the fire department discussion and told us that. Okay. No other discussion topics, so executive session. So we need a motion to enter executive session, which is necessary to protect the possible investment or expenditure of public funds to be made in connection with the economic development project for the purpose to consult with an attorney regarding negotiations with other political subdivisions respecting requests for economic development assistance and for the purpose to discuss discipline of a public employee or official. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
I'll second that.
Okay, thank you, ladies. Any discussion? I would just say that we're not planning on having any kind of vote or action after the executive session. And also, I would like to invite Mr. Smith to come to the executive session.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Okay, so, wait.
Yeah. Say yes or no?
Yes, here? Yes, you do.
Oh, yeah.
Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Van Heeren?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes. Time into executive session is 8:06. 8:06. Oh, 8:06. Yeah, 8:06. Thank you for coming.
Oh, yeah. Somebody can sign it.
I just need.